Once upon a time, on a mountain pasture in a stall, there lived a black cow called Monella. She was nice, strong, and docile. One evening, the young farmer went to check if all the cows were in the cowshed and found that one was missing. While leaving the shed, he saw Monella with blood-red eyes ready to charge him. The farmer thought that she was possessed by the devil. He grasped his stick leaning against the wall and hit the cow violently on the back of the head. A red smoke came out of the cow's ears and she disappeared. After a while, the brave farmer started to worry and decided to set out to look for her. He packed up his stick, knapsack and flask, not forgetting his map and compass. But where was he to go? And which path should he take? The cow couldn't have flown away. Then he remembered a strange story his father had told him about a flying ox in Saint-Ambroise, a small town in southern France. And he set off on his way. As he got closer to the medieval town, he noticed the flying ox perched on the Gisquet Tower. Good morning up there. Since you can see everything from high above, have you seen my cow Monella? Good morning, I saw her. She left for Camargue. Will you come with me? I don't know where it is, said the farmer. Okay, it's near the Mediterranean Sea, where the herdsmen live surrounded by their horses and bulls. But watch out for the mosquitoes. And off they went on their way. When they got to the pond of Vacares, where big pink flamingos lived, they heard a bell ringing. Oh, listen, that's the Simbeu's bell. The what? The Simbeu is the man who brings back the bulls at the end of a Camargue run. Good morning, Simbeu. Good morning, have you seen my cow? My dear cow Monella?
Good morning, I saw her. She left for Lozère.
Will you come with us? We don't know where it is. And off they went on their way. When they got to Marguerite, they came across a farmer who was ploughing his field with his ox.
Good morning, farmer. Good morning. Have you seen my cow? My cow Monella.
Good morning. I saw her. She left for the fairy's gate.
Will you come with us? We don't know where it is.
I can't, but my ox will show you the way. And off they went on their way.
Finally, they arrived in front of the fairy's gate. Monella was there, still with blood-red eyes, staring at him with a bewildered look. She didn't recognize her master.
She is still possessed by the devil. What shall we do?
I know how to set your cow free from the devil. We need to walk her through the fairy's gate. This is a magic gate. Your cow will pass through, but the devil will get stuck on the other side. The Simbeu suggested prodding her to make her move and walk through the gate, but Monella wouldn't move an inch. The flying ox suggested scaring her to make her run through the gate, but Monella wouldn't move. Then hopelessly the farmer cried,
"My cow is lost! The devil will take her!"
Monella couldn't stand seeing him so disheartened and walked through the gate. And the devil got stuck on the other side.
"I'll come back and take revenge," said the devil, while disappearing in a cloud of black smoke.
The farmer jumped for joy. Monella was free. Her eyes were no longer blood red.
Your love has finally set me free.
Thank you all for your help. Let's go home. Goodbye and see you soon, perhaps.
Goodbye.
And off they went on their way. Along the lane to the entrance of the village of Brusson, a black, red-eyed cow blocked the way. It was the devil. The cows fought for 3 days and three nights and exchanged violent blows with their horns. The villagers of Brusson attended the fight. With a final strike of her horns, Monella chased the devil away from the Ayas Valley forever. Hurrah, Monella! Stronger than the devil!